You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host, Colt Molesky, bringing you Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast. It's the Locked On NBA podcast. All of us hosts at the Locked On NBA Network did a bunch of collaboration episodes to make a big preview podcast series for the beginning of the NBA season, which kicked off last night. So good to have basketball back, and so good to have Jeff, the host of the Locked On Spurs podcast, back on the show. We are previewing another opening day for both of our teams here, and it is so good to introduce the 2018-19 season with you, my friend Jeff.
Yeah, let's get this thing going. It's good to see some Spurs and Wolves ball back, and talk about almost, well, maybe identical situations. You know, the Kawhi Leonard situation finally ended in San Antonio, and now there's a Jimmy Butler situation. So, interesting. These two teams are going to meet off to kick off their season with almost identical issues with their superstar players, or in this case, former superstar players.
Yeah, the unenviable situation has fallen upon the Timberwolves as well as the Spurs in back-to-back years. Also, some rough starts to the seasons for both of these teams.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves obviously requesting the Jimmy Butler trade request is failing to get pushed through and is kind of bleeding into the season. And then you have on the Spurs side, you have Lonnie Walker, DeJounte Murray, and White all going down to injuries. Obviously, Murray and Lonnie Walker, their injuries are quite a bit more serious, but White going down is still another player that you don't want to see get injured who is not going to be there for opening day. Walk me through what it's like to be covering the Spurs right now with these injuries and what kind of is the state of the Spurs.
The state of the Spurs is this: all hands on deck. And you nailed it on the head. It's been the visit of the injury bug this offseason / preseason. Obviously, the biggest one is DeJounte Murray. That hurt, and if that wasn't bad enough, then there was Derek White, Lonnie Walker, and to a certain degree, Rudy Gay. But Rudy Gay is good to go tonight in San Antonio dealing with the heel issue that he was dealing with last season. But they're going to roll with him. He's going to be starting small forward. Basically, right now, the Spurs are the walking wounded, and that's even stretching it because I don't know if they can even walk right now with various injuries, feet, knees. But they're going to roll with Bryn Forbes. Not ideal whatsoever. He's serviceable. He'll do his best to hold the fort down. Backing him up is Patty Mills. Again, not a true point guard. So this is going to be point guard by committee. Wouldn't be surprised if once in a while you might see Bellinelli, DeMar DeRozan take up the ball. Look, it's not everything's going to fall on Bryn Forbes' shoulders. All he has to do is just get the ball up. That's all he has to do, give it to LaMarcus or DeMar. How hard can that be? But outside of that, look, the Spurs just took a hit at the wrong position. Colton, you know this. The West is loaded with top-tier guards. Westbrook, Paul, Harden, Thompson, Curry. And you had DeJounte Murray. Not at that level yet, but he was a rising star. So the Spurs just simply, not the best way to start the season, but what else can they do? You know, as DeMar DeRozan said after the preseason win over Orlando, nobody's going to feel sorry for this team. They're going to still be gunning for them. So they got to have that same mentality, come out with that scrappy, wounded animal feeling and just cross their fingers, hope for the best tonight versus your Wolves.
Well, and two, if you're looking at that trade with the Toronto Raptors, you lose a pretty solid 3-and-D man in Danny Green, and then DeJounte Murray was one of those guys who's going to shore up the perimeter defense. Now he's injured. If you're looking at just this matchup with the Timberwolves, can they survive on DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge because of the perennial problems with the Timberwolves? Or are you going to see some of that defense against the three-point shot? You have some of those concerns even tonight against the Timberwolves.
Oh, I have concerns on the defensive end even before the injury to Murray. I mean, look, then they lost Murray, one of the better perimeter defenders in the league. He was named All-NBA Defensive Second Team last year, and just his sophomore season, So heading into tonight's game slash regular season, the defensive end of San Antonio is going to be in the spotlight. Look, Popovich preaches defense. That's been his mantra since day one of taking the reins as head coach in San Antonio. Let's see if that system's going to work. Let's really see if that Spurs defensive system is going to shine, because they don't have elite defenders as they did in seasons past. A boatload of defenders left the organization. Not only that, Colton, that's a lot of Spurs IQ out the window. Tack on no more Manu Ginobili. Tack on Tony Parker's gone. This is a brand new chapter in San Antonio. And the mainstays, as mentioned, Manu and TP and Danny, you know, they're gone. They're gone. And this is a team trying to figure out their way in Popovich's system. But defensively, yes, that I think could be the backbreaker for San Antonio this entire season, and may cause them to miss out the postseason in over two decades. Because what is the point of having elite offensive player such as DeMar DeRozan, such as LaMarcus Aldridge, to a certain degree, you know, Bellinelli, you know, he looked good last season with Philadelphia to close out his stay with the 76ers. Mills, we know, can light it up. But if they can't slow down a Jimmy Butler, a Cat, a Wiggins tonight, yeah, score 127 points, Spurs, but you want to run with the Wolves? Yeah, they're going to welcome it. They got the horses to do that. Spurs really don't. At least they do, but not to the level as the Minnesota's.
So with all that turnover that you have going from last year to this year, what is something that you really need to see from the Spurs right away in this opening game? So, for example, for the Timberwolves, I have been preaching all summer, this opening game right away, I need to see creativity. I need to see them use bench players in a creative way. I need to see them get versatile with their lineups. I don't want to see the same thing where you're throwing out your starting five for 38, 40 minutes, and then you're throwing out a sixth man every once in a while, and that's kind of the guys you have to win. I want to see creativity from the Timberwolves. What is the one thing you want to see right out the gate from the Spurs going into this season?
How about this? I'll give you two. One.
I love it.
I need Rudy Gay. I need Rudy Gay to be that third X wild card, that X factor for San Antonio this season, including tonight's home opener for San Antonio. We know what LaMarcus Aldridge is going to give. We know what DeMar DeRozan is going to give. But if Rudy Gay can, you know, be that small forward and pump in double-digit scoring and a few rebounds here and there, and, you know, try to slow down somebody else on the defensive end, I think the Spurs will be able to stay afloat. Look, in the preseason, it was Rudy Gay that led the Spurs in scoring. He shot an ungodly 70% in four preseason games. I get it. That's the preseason. It doesn't really mean much. But if that's something positive to take into the new season, considering the state of the San Antonio Spurs right now, I'll take it. So if the Spurs can have Rudy Gay to pair with LMA and DeMar, I think that would be a great start. Second of all, what I need to see is this passing. I need to see this team pass the ball. Let me just put it this way, Colton. The leading Spurs assist man in the preseason was Jakob Pertl. That's not acceptable. That cannot.
That's not good.
That's not acceptable. And look, fine, you get it. You know, they got torched by the injury bug. The injury bug came into San Antonio and lit up the Alamo Dome, lit up the Alamo itself, lit up the AT&T Center, and just torched the entire Riverwalk. I mean, that's how bad the injury bug made a visit to the Alamo City. And then the point guard. They don't have a true point guard, as mentioned. All they have to do is just pass that ball around the horn. That's it. Just pass it around. Move. I want to see a lot of ball moving. I want to see a lot of passing. Because without a go-to assist guy, you know, if that ball gets sucked into a black hole, as we saw in the preseason, LMA and DeMar and Rudy Gay just doing their best. That's just can't happen. So I got to see ball movement. I got to see that ball being assisted, quote unquote, to each other, spur on the court tonight versus your Wolves. Yeah, of course, Rudy Gay. He could be that X factor. I'll take it.
We're going to get into a little bit of predictions, but first we're going to get to some sponsors. Guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. So listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in a pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. That's the best part. They're made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Best of both worlds. No awkwardness, ships right to your door, cheaper than a pharmacy. How could this get any better? I'll tell you. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code CODE. That's C-O-D-E, CODE. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code CODE, and try it for free. BlueChew is better, cheaper, and faster. And we thank you for supporting the podcast. All right, so we've been talking with the host of the Locked On Spurs for the preview of the opener for both the Spurs and the Timberwolves going down tonight in San Antonio. Jeff has been kind enough to hop on and join us. He's calling in from all kinds of coffee locations, but he's still bringing the hot takes, bringing the insider info. So talking with you, it sounds like best case scenario for the Spurs, if they're going to get a win, is probably in the range of they've got to get something like 26, 28 assists as a team, and they've got to hold the Timberwolves to like 28% shooting from the three-point line, 30% shooting. Am I right with that formula?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a tall task to ask of this hobbled Spurs team, but they can do it. Look, again, I know we're not supposed to be leaning too much on the preseason, because it's not really a good measuring stick, but I mean, they gave up 130 points to an Atlanta Hawks team, and Trae Young was their leading scorer in that preseason game. The Spurs have no issues, or shouldn't have any issues on the offensive end, but defensively, yeah, I think the Spurs are going to have to do exactly what you just said right now versus the Timberwolves. And if they do that, they should get the W. And I'm actually predicting the Spurs to get a win tonight. I think it'll be emotional. I think the situation with Jimmy Butler is still kind of weighing on Minnesota's minds. How many minutes is he going to get later on tonight? Remains to be seen. Will the coaching staff, Thibodeau, play, throw caution to the win and let him run, or take it easy on him in case any trades emerge and rather have a healthy Jimmy Butler? So, all in all, I think it'll be a good game, a very competitive game. But at the end of the day, I think the Spurs eat a win. They win by 5 tonight.
I kind of melt this game down to LaMarcus Aldridge. I know that DeMar DeRozan is the new all-star on the team. And obviously the Spurs are excited to have him on the roster. But for the opening game, I think the key here is the Timberwolves really space the floor well and really take advantage of a weak three-point defense with the injuries that the Spurs have. And then that helps open up late in the game a ton of stuff for Towns one-on-one in the paint. If I'm looking at it from that perspective, do you think that's kind of the key here as well? Two, how much of this game, if you're looking at it that way, falls on LaMarcus Aldridge's shoulders?
Everything is going to fall on LaMarcus Aldridge's shoulders on both ends of the court. Last season, he was an all-star. Last season, he looked phenomenal. And this preseason, you know, he hasn't had a beat. This is his team. He is the face of the franchise. And, you know, I was almost shocked during the preseason practice, well, post-practice meeting with the media, when Popovich compared LMA to Tim Duncan. You know, and my first thought was like, okay, Pop, calm down. That's your guy. But I get what he meant, meaning, yeah, you know, he's going to have to anchor that defense. He's going to have to put up the points. Everything's going to be surrounding LMA. I think LMA has to get going. I do agree with you because DeMar, he's still finding his way through this first system. He didn't look like the DeMar we saw in Toronto in the preseason. That could be just minutes restriction. But it's going to take time. This first system is one that you need to have a PhD in. It's that complex. And look, it got to the point where LMA got frustrated with the Spurs system that he wanted to bolt after his second season. So it's that complex. Mm-hmm. DeMar, they're gonna. The team has been slowly but surely easing him into the system, getting to understand. But you saw him in the preseason; he was still missing assignments. He's still, was still figuring his way. So I think he'll, be living on that newness, that brand new out of the box team after 9 seasons in Toronto. But eventually, you'll see the bumps on the road with DeMar later on tonight. But LMA, yeah. The Spurs goal is he's going not only today, but also moving forward because they need him to do yeoman's work because this team, not looking pretty right now to start the season.
Before we head out here, the lightweight bout, Jimmy Butler versus DeMar DeRozan. I know there's some skepticism about how Jimmy Butler will play. I think that the way he preps himself for the offseason and just how much of a focused basketball player and professional athlete he is, I think he'll be ready to go. I also think that he's going to be trying to prove some things to some teams that maybe weren't willing to trade for him or maybe were dragging their feet on trading for him. I know that a lot of the problems in this trade have been on the Timberwolves side of things. But I also know that he's going to come out and use this as incentive to prove some things and show why he's worth trading for in this first few weeks of the season as he tries to get his way out of Minnesota still. So I think he's going to come out guns blazing in this first game on the road against San Antonio. What is this matchup? What do you expect from this matchup versus DeMar DeRozan? Like you said, there's some bumps in the road, getting him used to a new system, 9 years in Toronto. Do you expect a kind of a quiet game from DeMar because of all the stakes?
Yeah, I think, Butler is one of the better two-way players in the league. And, he can get it done offensively and defensively. DeMar, is still finding his way, as you mentioned. So it's going to be fun to see these two guys pair off and face each other. But I just think with Butler's intensity, you should know about his intensity. We're just having it in practice. But, I think I give the slight edge to your Wolves in that department. Let's face it, DeMar's not the best defender. He tries his best. Give him that. Give him the old college try. But you're talking about a different animal with Jimmy Butler, this guy. I'm pretty sure you can
the
dictionary of intensity. This picture is probably right there with him. So, yeah, I think it'll be a fun matchup just to see a great offensive player, DeRozan, take on a really good defender, Butler. But defense wins every time. So, yeah, I give the edge to Butler.
Hopefully that edge is enough. I have the Timberwolves winning by 6, but they have to – for me to have them win, I think they have to hit around or at least attempt – at least 28 threes. If they're going to win this game, they have to attempt 28 threes is my kind of caveat. And if they don't do that, if they clog the paint up, make it easy for LaMarcus Aldridge to play defense, I have the Spurs winning by 7. So those are kind of my two swings and the two ways this game could go. And obviously you said you thought the Spurs could edge this one out. LaMarcus Aldridge, he's kind of won most of these matchups against Towns. So that's a big advantage there if you're the Spurs headed in this one.
I also think, too, if you look at that matchup, Cat versus LMA, that's going to be a good matchup. Cat is a rising star. He's one of the best big men in the league. But that should cancel out. They should just go toe-to-toe. So it'll be that DeMar DeRozan Butler matchup that could prove the difference. One thing that I want to keep an eye on is just bench, because the Spurs bench is pretty deep. If you really look at it, they got veterans coming off that squad. Second unit, that is Mills, I mentioned Marcus Bellinelli. You got a young kid, Jakob Poeltl, who's just a big, big boatload to handle. He's huge, but he's skilled as well. So I'll be keeping an eye on that. Davis Bertans as well. He's an excellent stretch four player. This guy he hasn't met a shot he doesn't like. Maybe he'll take it. So I want to see how that bench plays out. So when I look at this matchup, I give that slight edge, bench edge, to San Antonio. That's what pushes me over the top to give San Antonio the W.
There you have it. The inside scoop from Jeff. Make sure to check out the Locked On Spurs podcast where he's posting content, as well as check out the Locked On NBA podcast. Again, we have that big preview episodes up. You can still go check those out. Still valuable information to glean from those podcasts, previewing every one of the NBA teams headed into this season. Jeff, so much thank you for joining us, and thank you to the listeners for tuning into another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves